In CI News this week, the Isle of Man passes a bill to legalise assisted suicide. Scandal hit group LGBT Youth Scotland is accused of encouraging self-harm. And the University of Sussex is fined nearly £600,000 for failing to protect free speech. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 28th of March. I'm Rhys Curnow. The Isle of Man's Parliament has passed a bill to legalise assisted suicide. The proposal to allow residents deemed to be terminally ill to be given lethal drugs to end their own lives was voted through Tynwald on Tuesday, and it could come into effect as early as 2027. The Institute's head of policy and research, Dave Greatorex, lamented that it was plunging ahead with assisted suicide despite the increasing spotlight on the dangers it poses to individuals and society. Instead of causing more vulnerable people to question if they're better off dead, we should be caring for and trying to provide hope to all in their darkest moments. This week also saw the final sitting of the committee tasked with scrutinising Kim Leadbeater's bill for England and Wales. Six of Leadbeater's Labour Party colleagues warned that the proposals remain irredeemably flawed and unfit to become law. MPs will vote on the bill for the final time following any further amendments at report stage. If approved, the legislation will proceed to the House of Lords. LGBT Youth Scotland has been accused of normalising self-harm by asking young people if they were using clean razor blades. A former volunteer reported the group to the Office of the Scottish Charity Regulator after managers claimed that if a child was using self-harm as a coping mechanism, then we can't take that away from them. The whistleblower found the pro-trans group's dismissive response shocking and callous. "I think it's reckless to suggest to a mentally ill young person that they should be using clean razor blades. This could easily be misunderstood as a sign of encouragement that they should be engaging in acts of self-harm." Scottish Conservative MSP Tess White urged ministers to stop backing the scandal-hit group, which receives over £1 million a year in taxpayer funding. But a spokesman said the government remains committed to LGBT Youth Scotland. The charity regulator has dropped its inquiry after the group reviewed its own policies. The UK government has rejected the latest call to legalise cannabis. Labour MP Bel Ribeiro Addy had asked the government to consider the impact of cannabis legalisation on reducing crime and police expenditure connected to the dangerous Class B drug. But in response, Home Office Minister Dame Diana Johnson emphasised the maximum prison sentence of 5 years for possession and 14 years for supply, and stated, "This government has no plans to legalise cannabis." And finally, the University of Sussex has been fined £585,000 for failing to uphold free speech. The Office for Students issued the fine, which was reduced as this is the first case of its kind. Despite the reduction, it is still 15 times higher than any the watchdog has previously given. The university was thrown into the controversy in 2020 when one of its professors, Kathleen Stock, said the claim "trans women are women" is fiction. This sparked student protests and death threats, leading to her resignation. The Office for Students found fault with the university's transgender policy, which has since been changed. The policy previously stated staff must positively represent trans people and that transphobic propaganda will not be tolerated. The regulator found that staff and students may have self-censored as a result of the policy and for potentially facing disciplinary action for expressing lawful views. It gave Stock as an example of the policy's chilling effect materialising in practice. Last week, it was revealed that a former government scientist who was treated like an Al-Qaeda supporter for upholding the reality of biological sex has won his 2-year legal battle. Peter Wilkins, a Christian, was forced to resign due to the harassment he received from co-workers and a lack of support from management, but is now expected to receive substantial damages. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.